power of the heart, finding your inner wisdom.
The power of the heart, finding the power of the heart. The power,
the power
of the heart.
Of the power of the heart.
让我们寻回新的力量。
The power of the heart.
Thank you for joining us today.My name is Yuru Chow. You're tuning in to The Power of the Heart on Da Ai Radio. We will continue listening to Lan Ching Ying Sun Distinguished Lecture Series on Buddhism. The following are remarks from Professor Jonathan Gold and Professor Eugene Wang. Let's welcome them.
Let's welcome Professor Jonathan Gold, please.
Thank you. I join my colleague, Buzzy Tizer, in extending our deepest thanks to Zichi and the organizers of the Yuncheng Distinguished Lecture Series. We at Princeton University are honored to be a part of this exciting and important collaboration. I'll say just a few words about our plans for the lecture at Princeton.Many scholars in the West today recognize that their fields of research have been limited and hampered by historic biases, especially those of race, ethnicity, gender, and nationality. More than ever before, scholars are looking for ways of understanding that had been previously sidelined or belittled. Consequently, philosophers who only recently would have ignored anything composed outside of Europe or North America,are now quite willing to take Buddhist ideas seriously. A significant obstacle remains, however, which is the difficulty of translating Buddhist thought into a mode that is readily understood by contemporary scholars and students of philosophy in Western universities. Buddhist intellectual traditions' unfamiliar norms, structures, and idioms remain a barrier to their ideas being adopted as genuine conversation partners.This is true even when traditional texts have been rendered into English. The event we're planning for February of 2022, with the generous funding from Zichi Foundation, will address the obstacles to translating Buddhist philosophy from Sanskrit for a modern Western philosophical audience. Our keynote speaker will be Professor Parimal Patil of Harvard University.In addition, we plan to invite at least one, perhaps two teams of translators for a day-long event preceding the lecture. The translators will discuss their recent translations of Buddhist philosophical works with panels of Western philosophers who'll be asked to comment on what works well in the translations provided, what presents barriers to taking the ideas seriously. Thank you.
Thank you, Professor Gold. Thank you for a wonderful remark. And next speaker, I'd like to invite Professor Eugene Wang. And he is the Abby Etheridge Rockefeller Professor of Asian Art and the founding director of the Chem Lab at the Harvard University. Let's welcome Professor Wang.
Venerable Zheng Yan Fa Shi and all the honorable guests,As the founding director of Harvard Chem Lab, I'm honored to be here to join our global partners in the inauguration of the Yuncheng Distinguished Lecture Series on Buddhism. Under the current stewardship of Venerable Zheng Yan, and in the spirit of her mentor, the Venerable Ying Shun, the Ziji Foundation has made a difference in the world.It does so in part because of the broadly conceived humanistic Buddhism it espouses and its conviction of the relevance of Buddhism to the modern and contemporary world. As such, it captures the spirit of Buddhism in its most appealing part, namely that it is not a religion beholden to a single god, but a spiritual practice.Centered on each individual's path of discovery and awakening. We are in a world of great uncertainty. The great tension and distrust between groups and nations is tearing us apart. The ecological crisis is looming large. Technology is fast changing the way we live, behave, and think. Even the very notion of what it means to be human faces new challenges. The four missions of Ciji, charity, medicine, education, and cultural humanity, are precisely the areas that increasingly speak to our global needs. As educators, we share the same vision and mission. We also have a strong sense of urgency. Higher education in the 21st century faces new challenges. In this day and age of big data, open resources, and easy availability of knowledge, classroom teaching and university learning can no longer be conducted in the same way. It is with this sense of urgency that I founded the Harvard University CAMLab. CAM stands for many things, among them cognition, aesthetics, and media and technology. We want to create humanistic technology, or humanism with a technological edge. We want to speak to the young generations, the digital natives, who may soon outstrip the print media, whether we like it or not. In any case, we want to be at the forefront of education, exploring ways of education that can still be relevant to the future generations. Many of CAMLab's projects share Ciji Foundation's vision of humanistic Buddhism. Harnessing digital technology, we stage Buddhist mindscape, showcasing how the meditative mind works and visualizes. We want to create experiences in ways that learners and practitioners of meditation in the world can experience what it's like to visualize the way classical Buddhism envisioned it to be. Like Ciji, we hope we can bring our work to the world to be shared by the global audience. Clearly, we share the same bandwidth and wavelength with the Ciji Foundation. The Yingchen Distinguished Lecture Series is our first collaborative effort. We hope our collaboration grows exponentially in breadth and depth in future. Today is the beginning. I look forward to working with you all to make the world a better place. Congratulations.
Thank you, Professor Wang. And when I was at Harvard, we have associated with each other. And he always say that every good had to be beauty. And beauty brings bliss. And bliss brings spiritual transcendence. I think we work together to bring people in good spirit and also beauty as well. Thank you, Professor Eugene Wang.
Ancient forest, each new tree, to respect and love their roots, honoring mom and dad, we find our branches full with fruits. Parents plant us firm in earth, so remember that we are their seeds. Grateful we shall be for birth, thanking them in words and deeds. Young land kneeling
Everyone, my name is Celine. I'm from Taichung. My favorite jinx aphorism is, if we are unwilling to do little chores, it will be difficult to accomplish great things. This teaching from Master Zhenyan helps me to value everything I do, no matter how trivial it is. May wisdom and inspiration be with you always.
Welcome back to The Power of the Heart.
In our program today, we'll listen to the reading of the book Friends from Afar, Conversations with Dharma Master Zhenyan from page 114 to 117.
Friends
friends from afar. Conversations with Dharma Master Zheng Yan, compiled by Jingsi Editorial Group. Page 114, with representatives from the Franciscan Missionaries of Mary on the Work of Worldly Matters. July 25, 1995, nine representatives from the Franciscan Missionaries of Mary, FMM from Taipei, Hsinchu, Kaohsiung, and Hualien counties came to visit Master Zheng Yan. A nun says, "How do you manage to take care of so many people without burdening yourself with worries?" Master Zheng Yan replies, "Indeed, I do not have to worry. Buddhism teaches us to train and temper ourselves in our daily lives, so that we can let go of things when it is time to let go." A nun says, "Why did you decide to involve yourself in worldly matters?" Master Zheng Yan replies, "Buddhism teaches about causes and conditions. A seed is the cause of a past life, which will bring results in the present life. We may have planted the seed in our past lives, and now we are reaping its results in this life. When I was little, I thought of how horrible it is for a person to lie so lonely in a coffin after he has died. World War II made me realize how illness of people's minds can bring unimaginable calamities because war originates from the thoughts of only a few people, but leads to countless deaths and broken homes. Although I grew up privileged, and my parents loved me very much, I still felt that something was lacking. It wasn't till my father's sudden death that I realized the impermanence of life. From then on, I had a strong inclination to seize the moment. Then a series of other causes and conditions made me decide to involve myself in worldly matters with a world transcending mind." A nun says, "Dharma Master, you are very busy. How do you find time to pray or meditate on your own?" Master Zheng Yan replies, "Right now, there is almost no time I can call my own. After the morning chant, I speak to the resident nuns, known to Ciji volunteer as Wisdom at Dawn. It's a period of time that is relatively tranquil." A nun says, "How are you able to maintain such an inexhaustible spirit and continue to be so motivated all these years?" Master Zheng Yan replies, "I just set my goal and work toward it every day. I keep at it persistently." A nun says, "For one as busy as yourself, when Typhoon Douglas struck Taiwan, how did you manage to visit remote areas such as Ren'ai and Xing'i Village?" Master Zheng Yan replies, "This is also a form of spiritual cultivation. My monthly travel serves as a change of pace. Whenever a big disaster hits, I try to understand the actual situation to see whether Ciji can provide assistance." A nun says, "Dharma Master, you have really delivered love to the most needy places. Wherever there is suffering, there are Ciji people. We have encountered many impoverished and handicapped individuals
who have also received Si Ji's help. We are very grateful for your contributions. Master Zheng Yan replies, we are grateful for each other. Castling non-spirit is most admirable. You have given long-term care to poor families in the remote areas. We only provided short-term help. Of course, we are also grateful for those poor families because they give us the opportunity to open our hearts. We should be grateful and cherish one another in life. We all wish that people who suffer can be relieved of their suffering and be happy. Although our religion is different, our spirit is the same. A nun says, we came here to visit out of admiration. Dharma Master, here we see a very powerful force coming together. Master Zheng Yan replies, I am very grateful for your praise. You are very generous.
Down.
Distant land, you bring your love to those with empty hands.